Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Happy New Year, everybody. 2022. Glory to God. Everybody's going to have a heyday with 2022.
What we going to?
Because it rhymes. It rhymes with so much. In 2022, you'll know what to do, you know, and how to do it to you, too. Praise God. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Of course, you know that. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for another grateful year, a bountiful year, for all of those, including all of us who live by faith.
Yes, amen.
And we thank you and praise you and honor you today on this broadcast, on this time with you and with our partners and with people all over the world, talking about faith for a new year. And things that will happen will be good because you're so good, and we look to you in Jesus' name today.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord has lately been really working with me and talking to me about the dangers of compromise. And the book of Daniel, I made this note years ago, 12 chapters of never, ever being willing to compromise in the book of Daniel.
Amen.
This man absolutely refused to compromise.
If anybody ever had an excuse to compromise, it would be Daniel.
Well, yeah, he was in trouble all the time. But when they said, you can't pray, he just opened the windows and prayed anyway.
And they put him in the lion's den, I guess he just walked in there.
One time, I heard the Lord say this. I heard it inside me ask me a question. He said, who ruled and controlled Babylon? I said, Nebuchadnezzar. He said, no, Daniel. Through prayer and intercession, different kings, but he was in authority because he refused to compromise on anything.
Right.
Now, I want to look, first of all, we're going to the first chapter of Daniel, but I want to make note of this in the sixth chapter of Daniel. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm.
Amen.
An excellent spirit.
He had favor.
An excellent spirit was in him.
Yes.
And that excellent spirit was a never compromised spirit. Whatever God said, that's it. He just wouldn't compromise. He would change before God, but he wouldn't change before men.
Amen.
Amen. So, and now let's go over to the first chapter of Daniel, and we'll see why this took place in the eighth chapter. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. He purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. Now, you may need to purpose in your heart right now that you're not going to touch alcohol anymore. He refused to do that. He refused to drink their wine. And he refused to eat their meat. So what did he require? In the 12th, he said, prove thy 12th verse, but beseech ye 10 days and let them give us ma pulse to eat or vegetables. pulse, vegetables to eat, and water to drink.
In other words, he was fasting, was he?
Well, no, he just wouldn't eat. He wouldn't eat their fancy food, all that stuff. Just no telling what it was. But he's a Jew, and he wasn't about to eat what they put out there. So he said, no, I'll take vegetables and water, but I'm going to drink your wine. Now, what's he doing here? He refused to compromise his diet. And when you come to that place where you refuse to compromise your diet, and you don't eat what the world says is good, and you go in this direction, you can have a meat-based diet with plants added, vegetables added, or the way Yvonne Banda feeds us. Well, I have a plant-based diet that includes meat. So it's not meat-based, it's plant-based. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my weight is stable. But you have to have the exercise that goes along with it. So, but he purposed in his heart. Now, that's the big thing here. He purposed in his heart. What's he saying? I'm not going to compromise this. I know from what my God has already taught. I know what we're supposed to eat. And I know what we're not supposed to eat. Those food laws were way back in the book of Leviticus. And there were certain things that God set up and included in the law because He had already said the time, the life of man shall be 120 years. And so to live that long, and, you know, medical science, without the Bible or anything else, said, you know, the physical body, if you could take the head off of it, would live 120 years. Well, yeah.
I don't think you can do that.
No, they don't live any time without that. There was a Chinese doctor talking to my dad. It's so funny. He was a medical doctor, but he's a Chinaman. And he said to my dad, he said, very easy, heal body, take head off, get well, put head back. Amen. You think too much. But anyway, the whole course here and our whole class will be, don't ever compromise the Word, and don't ever quit.
Amen.
Now, we're back to this again. This book is a book of two major covenants,
yes,
both of them in blood.
Yes.
The first one in the circumcision blood of a man. The second one in the blood of Jesus. Yes. Glory to God. And we study both of them as blood covenants. So, understanding that this is the Holy Bible, and we can do what it says we can do, we can have what it says we can have. But when you start compromising it, you destroy the covenant part of it. In other words, you're crossing the bloodline, and you go crosswise of the Word of God and His promises, then that's trouble. Mm. Now, I heard years ago, the very early command. I mean, Gloria and I hadn't been in this any time. We knew this from the Lord. The Lord said, I am coming so soon. I want this non-compromised word of faith on every available voice.
Amen.
That was so far back, all we had back there then was radio and books. That was the only available voice. Now, there was some television available, but it was churches on Sunday morning and things like that. And it, but to, and besides that, it's very expensive. But when we stepped out on radio then, that was the first one. I didn't want to do that. I thought I was already tired, but and finally the Lord insisted. So we just prayed and believed God. And the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast on radio, we became the largest gospel radio broadcaster in North America. We were on 700 radio stations. And I didn't know you could do this, but I started checking around. And Michael Ellison, bless his heart, he was our media buyer back there then. He and Susan, just such great friends. And I talked to him about it. I said, Michael, is it possible to buy time on these stations so that we come on at the same time in each time zone? He said, we can sure try. So we did that. And I was just preaching Mark 11, 23, and 24, and 25. And that you're already healed and so forth. And I got a letter from this truck driver. He said, I started listening to you in California. And he said, I go along and he said, then I got the same broadcast in New Mexico. And then he said, I got the same broadcast going through Texas. And then he said, I got the same broadcast in New York where I was headed in the first place. He said, Copeland, I got saved somewhere out west. And he said, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost somewhere in the Northeast. And he said, by the time I got to New York City, I was called to preach.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Think about this now. Think about the timing of the Holy Spirit. And this was an available voice, see, and it was going all over the place on radio. And there was a woman in a hospital room. Now, I was making the broadcast. I had a remote FM broadcast station set up that had turntables, but I had it connected to a large recorder. And I did the whole thing, you know, myself. And I took a photographer's timer and had it set right in front of me, so I went that way. And so I started to broadcast one day. I said, hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. You're not sick and you're not going to die. And I thought, man, I don't know. Okay. Then we did the 15-minute broadcast. So, now, this is what was so important about never compromising and preaching exactly the same thing all the time from the Word. There was a woman in the hospital. They just came in and told her, you have to die. There's nothing we can do for you. And she said, I was just sitting there. And she said, I don't have any idea why I did this. She said, I just reached over and turned on the radio and you said, you're not sick and you're not going to die. And she said, I said, I'm not. Okay. I believe that. And she listened to the broadcast. Well, then she listened the next day and the next day. And then she sent somebody down to the shop downstairs to get her a Bible. And so they brought the Bible up. She started reading it. She got born again. And then she said, I just stayed with this and I kept listening. She said, I set that radio broadcast every day. I listened to it every day. And she said, I took it home and told my husband what happened. And so he got born again. And then she said, and then praise a little the while after that, my son got born again. And she said, to make a long story short, we're all born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, and we're in the ministry.
Praise God. Praise God.
And she had been a waitress, and he was a truck driver. Hmm. So when you don't compromise the message, mm-hmm. and you don't compromise the time.
Praise God. Now, Daniel,
now,
I
remember this. Yeah, this book, the book of Daniel, is 12 chapters about a man that would never compromise. And he, all of the kings, all of them eventually turned to him.
Yes, they did.
Amen?
Yes.
So then Gloria and I taught Kelly and we taught John, don't ever compromise the Word. We're faith people, don't ever compromise the Word. And you've heard me tell this before, and Kelly, you can elaborate on it. And by the way, this is my wife, Gloria, and that's my daughter,
How
Kelly.
Do you do? So
Amen.
Nice to
Forgive
meet you.
Forgive me, girls. The prettiest part of the place.
You're very kind.
Amen.
I got some things here I want to tell you about Daniel.
Okay.
I made a note in this margin of my Bible about what Daniel did, and it was pretty impressive. Daniel had a political impact, not just influence. He was a man of great love for God, a man of character and integrity. This is all the Bible says about him. Now, it's not all of it, but the Bible says all this about him. He loved and he was loved. Daniel made a difference. Daniel denied his flesh. That's in there. He had favor and love supernaturally. It says, now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs.
Isn't that amazing?
And then it said,
because he wouldn't compromise.
He wouldn't do it.
In front of God.
Isn't that something?
Yes, amen.
So down here on the bottom, I said, here's some things it said about him. He had an excellent spirit. This is from the scripture. He was a man of prayer. He had no fault. That'd be big, big, big.
He is no compromise.
And he served, I believe that served, continually. Daniel's decision, Daniel was an abider. He received angelic help. He had no hurt. He had enemies.
He was innocent.
He believed God, enemies destroyed, prospered in every reign he prospered, every reign.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
And that's what the Lord was pointing out, the fact that when he spoke to my heart and asked me who ruled Babylon, well, I immediately said Nebuchadnezzar. No, he said, who controlled Babylon? I said, Nebuchadnezzar. And the Lord said, no, Daniel. Well, that took me back for a minute, and then I realized, through prayer, he controlled those kings. Through intercessory prayer. Now, in the first covenant, they prayed in the name of God, but they didn't have the name of Jesus like we do in prayer. They prayed in God's name, but their main weapon was intercession. Man, I mean, they'd go into prayer until it changed the king. They'd go into prayer until it changed the nation.
Praise God.
Now, we could take a strong lesson there.
Now, these are some of the things it says about Daniel. Daniel was an abider. I have to slow because my writing's not too good. He received angelic help.
Now, that's important.
He had no hurt.
That is huge.
Was innocent.
In the 12th chapter, 10, 11, and 12th chapter of Daniel, we'll go there. And the Archangel Gabriel dealt with him.
Wow.
And then the Archangel of War.
He got the best of the angelic.
Boy, he did. He had the best.
He had the big dogs on his case.
But see, he didn't have the power of the name. That's the way he had to go.
Yeah.
It's the only
yeah.
thing he had left. Let's go over here to third chapter.
Let me finish these things there real fast. Received angelic help, had no hurt. This is all about Daniel. Was innocent. He believed God. The enemies destroyed. His enemies were destroyed. He prospered in every reign, and he was successful.
Praise That's good God. About the prospering in every reign, because I've heard too many people say over the last 2 years that, man, if this is not president, then America's yeah. done. And that just
no,
it shocked
never
me
true.
To hear it. Like, it shocks the position of faith that you walk in and faith in God totally. Mm-hmm. I think it exposes our heart when we feel that way, mm-hmm. because he prospered no matter who was in charge,
yeah.
and he prospered because he really trusted the Lord.
He did.
And he had faith in what he said.
Him and God.
Yes.
Yeah. And nobody and think, else yes. interfered.
That's good advice. That's
so
a
he
good
went
place
through.
For
he
us
went
to...
through different administrations.
Yeah.
But the fact he wouldn't compromise his God, mm-hmm. then he was in authority through prayer and faith.
Yeah, that's yes. a good place for us to examine our own heart, because I think we, you know, we talk about not being led by feelings, but what I've learned is our feelings are God-given indicators.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that fear comes up in us, don't despise the feeling, despise the root and deal with the root. I mean, it's a good thing when we know fear's there.
Mm-hmm.
When we have fear over America, or we have fear over what's going on right now, that's a good indicator. Something is in you. There's a lie that's taking root inside yeah. you. That, and that's where we compromise. So that's really a good checkup for us.
I made the decision. That's good, Kelly, because it reminds me of the decision that Gloria and I made years ago. The first words mm-hmm. count.
Mm-hmm.
And we went all the way back to the first president, President George Washington. Mm-hmm. The first act of Congress ever was in New York City. There was no Washington, D.C. at that time. And that little chapel that is there that survived 9/11, mm-hmm. in that little chapel, the first act of Congress was to dedicate this country to God.
Yes.
Now, that's big.
Mm-hmm.
And George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, said these words in that dedication. You will be our God, and we will be your
yes.
people. Now, that is a covenant that was made before God, and America is not through until God says we are.
Amen.
I refuse to say that it may be in trouble, but not finished.
Amen.
Not through.
Amen.
Never.
Amen.
Never, never.
Did I read all these things about
yes, ma'am.
Daniel?
It's really
his
and
enemies,
we're out of time.
His enemies destroyed, were destroyed.
Where does the time go? Jeremy, you're going to have to help us here, son. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you too, and to all of you watching today. Now, today's message is one that can carry you through life and cause you to be successful. Don't ever compromise the word, and don't ever quit. Daniel lived a life of no compromise. He trusted God and obeyed him in every circumstance. And what happened? He prospered. He prospered in every reign. There were different kings, but he was in authority. And just like Daniel, you can prosper in any season, whether it's economic, political, or social.
God only says good things over your life. When you think, act, and speak the word for your health, family, and finances, that's what you'll have. But compromising the word of God will inevitably lead to failure. God's Word, Final Authority is a CD teaching by Kenneth Copeland that will help you make the decision to never compromise the Word again. Jesus, the Word in flesh, is your covenant partner. When you understand the covenant rights He bought and paid for you to have, you can take hold of them. He has a good future for you, one of health, mental and emotional wholeness, and financial freedom. Don't compromise and don't quit. Release the power of God's word as your first and last word in every situation, and watch the word go to work for you. The word is where your victory starts. Align your heart and words with God's word to live in his victory and overcoming faith. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's CD series, God's Word Final Authority. Learn to make God's Word final authority in your life and how everything you think, say, or do can agree with God's Word to bring about his promises for you. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory, and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website. Start the new year with victory like never before. This special four-day meeting with Kenneth Copeland begins December 31st and runs through January 3rd.
You have the greatest coming year that you have ever had in all of your life, because 2022 is going to see some things happen that you know should have come to pass a long time ago.
Get laser focused on the uncompromising Word of God with Victory First right here at Eagle Mountain International Church, starting December 31st at 7 p.m.
Make plans to attend a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event this year. Brother Copeland has said that he has these meetings for his partners. So partners, we want to see you there. This is a place where you can immerse yourself in the Word of God. You can build your faith. You can grow in spiritual strength. Now, there are several exciting events planned for 2022. And the first one is in April. It's the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri, April 7th through the 9th. Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle will be there preaching the Word. And we invite you to come and worship the Lord, be in His presence, find out His plan for your life, and take this opportunity to receive life-changing revelation and direction. Now, you've heard my grandparents say this before, but one word from God really can change your life forever. The Branson Victory Campaign is free to attend. For more information and to register, visit kcm.org today. And then join us right back here on the broadcast again tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again soon. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.